Welcome to A Nightmare on Fear Street.
We're Trent and Sheree, and we're chatting about the fiercest genre.
Expect hot takes, cold drinks, and a couple of fights.
Check out the link in the episode description to connect with us via the usual socials, Patreon, and our YouTube channel.
Hello, internet world. We are back in here with another Chucky Live mini-sode. Welcome to Nightmare on Fear Street. I am your host, Sheree. I had a little bit of chai today, so I'm very loud and excitable. I am in here with good friends of our podcast, Yutaka and Alma. Please introduce yourselves to people who are joining us for this lovely evening of whatever the hell we're going to get into.
Hi there. I'll just go ahead. I'm Alma, and I've been on here a few times. I have a podcast that's on hiatus, Nightmare on Fifth Street, and also run Horror Movie Blog. And yay! We just covered South by Southwest. Sheree came with me. It was awesome. And now I'm so happy to be talking about Chucky.
It feels right.
Well, my name is Yutaka. I'm also... This is my first time. I'm so excited. I am also on a podcast called The Horror Hour with, several other queers and one heterosexual because we had to get the diverse hire. It's important. And we talk horror and we do reviews and then we do interviews because I may have spoken to Radio Silence earlier today. So
yeah, I'm jealous. I just love them and their movies, but that's a whole different side podcast we could basically have over here. Today, we're going to talk about little Charles Lee Ray and the squad because they came back last night after it feels like 19 years. I know it was just like maybe 4 months, but it feels like 19 years in Chucky years because he's aging rapidly. And so we're going to talk about Chucky season 3, episode 5, Death Becomes Her. Let's just go ahead and start it off. Who's purple? Is that you?
I did purple.
Let's start to the blue and then we'll do the red. People who aren't looking at our doc, which is everybody but us, are like, why is she talking about colors? What is wrong with her? Is she drunk? Not yet, but kick us off.
First of all, because I kept telling Sheree, we did a rewatch of the first 4 episodes and I kept telling her there's going to be ghosts. There's going to be ghosts. And what did we have? We had ghosts. So that was my first thought. I told you I was going to see a ghost.
I was like, she called it. She called it even 4 hours ago. And here's the thing with Charles Lee Ray. It could be so many people haunting that White House with him or for him or against him. Because he's killed some peoples.
Yeah.
How do we feel about ghosts entering the world of Chucky? I mean...
Well, I have a theory that it has something to do with, it's not like it's like far-fetched or anything, but just the whole thing that's happening with Chucky, I think is having this effect on everybody around him. So, you know, I'm like, we see the president, he's the first one's kind of seeing it on Halloween. And then now it's like the deaths that are happening, I think all those are just being seen by everyone because Chucky is in the building.
Yeah. He's putting out that murder doll energy and it's bringing all the ghosts to the yard.
I think because of the doctor too, when they introduced that, the voodoo, or not voodoo, but the I guess I forgot what type of doctor, the spiritual doctor I'll say, because he covers everything. But like, I felt like because of that, they were going to introduce that element.
Yeah. Like, I mean, to be fair, he's been going for what, 40 years? And we enter the chat doing voodoo. And so like anything should be game and Chucky. I don't know why I was like, nah, ghost. Like, who am I? Am I brand new? Like,
you know, it could be that they end up being drugged or something, but I don't care. I just like the fact that it's something that's twist. It's something different. And just, it's fun to see those things and how they're going to use effects, because all of the kills have been so amazing, and to kind of see each one of those in like how they're seeing it is pretty cool. It's nice.
We talk a lot on this show, and you're usually here, about how Don Mancini in this room are death artists. I don't know what their day jobs are outside of writing, but they are death artists. And so the kills are always fantastical, and that's part of the reason we tune in, because Chucky is a little death artist. I wish I had that energy and that motivation and that drive. I could take over the world. Let's go to Yutaka. What other things you want to bring up about Charlie Randy.
Okay. Every time I've been watching this season, I need to know how they're affording this, what looks to be like a luxurious penthouse apartment or hotel. Listen. What are these? What? How? I know it's like suspend disbelief, but I'm like, I like the square footage. What can I get?
Right? Especially because like their new foster mom is dead. So are they looking for credit cards? They don't have jobs. Like, who's funding this? And can they fund me? Because I
thank you.
Listen, I too am a child who's been through a lot and I would like to live comfortably.
Yeah, nobody has reported that poor woman's death. So I think that credit card is just going to keep charging and charging.
Like, I wish Visa would just let my credit card sit around for a couple of months without being like, you owe us money. Because I would do a lot more. Also, like, they have her car somehow.
Again, what?
Who brought the car?
I didn't even realize that they were driving it around. Did they even have a license?
No, because that was
their kind of thing. School.
They were like, we don't know how to drive. Right. It can't be that hard. Come on now. It's very don't tell mom's babysitter's dead, but they have no moms because Chucky keeps taking care of that. While we're talking about Jake and Devin, the two that I don't want to throw hands at, because I'm still not forgiving Lexi. That's that actress' fault for being good at her job, because I was like, no. But while we're talking about Jake and Devin, I hate how invested I am in these two 14-year-olds' love life. Every week, I'm like, are they still together? Are they still happy? Is it healthy? And like, why am I an adult? See, that was squad. What is this?
Is I want them to be happy. Like, go ahead, Utaika.
No. I want them to be happy, but when they quoted that movie, I go, absolutely not.
Listen. Sometimes the references, I'm just like. But again, the youth are chaotic. The youth are chaotic. Sometimes I go to TikTok and I feel away. I'm just like, how are you so honored on certain areas and not the most obvious areas? And so that feels real. Yeah.
I feel like I just want them to have a happy moment, like all of them, when they're having their special, like we're regular teenagers who haven't gone through all this. But their relationship, it's like I'm rooting for them, but I just know it's going to end. And so I'm like, at least right now, when I was just so happy that they kind of had like this field trip. They were so excited and sweet. And then I'm like, because I think that they always get to like a max point of what bad's going to happen now, because I see them torn apart in the future. I just see it. And that's what's so sad about it.
Yeah. Like I'm really happy that this season Jake has gotten his shit together, because last season I was like, Jake, if you hurt my little baby Devin, I'll find you. You go to the gym. I can hit you. Like no other child. But you're different. And so I'm very happy that like he's back in formation. I'm happy they're like, our teacher's dead, but we have a credit card, so get a motel and see what we do. And I'm just like, way to get over the grief.
That was wild, by the way.
Her body's not cold. Like also how they get her credit cards, because wasn't her purse on her when Chucky choked her with the flag?
And that's what I thought, but
She was walking around kind of empty-handed, though, because I paid attention really good how she got killed, and it was like, where's her phone and stuff? He took her phone. Chucky took her phone. Yeah, so,
that is true.
Because he was texting them to be like, another one of your parents down, because he's such a meanie. I love hate Trosley Ray. He's like, I made you an orphan again, LOL.
I love the pettiness. That was great.
Mm-hmm. I don't care where Chucky is in his life. He would be the most petty bitch at the party. And I'm sad that the crossover we got was Freddy versus Jason and not Petty Freddy versus Petty Chucky. Because I think that would have been the showdown. Someone would have cried. Like,
someone's going to steal this idea from you.
I don't know who would have broke who, but between Petty Freddy and Chucky, that would have been the ultimate verbal throwdown.
Oh my God. I want that. I'm manifesting that. That needs to happen.
We need it. We deserve it. Let's go to one of your notes, Alma.
Let's see. Did you notice Tiffany's crown? Yes. We go on and on. Like every time I watch these episodes, there's something about every moment that Tiffany is on screen is, it's like, take a picture, you know? But that crown, I wrote it down because I was like, does that say, what does that say? And I looked right at Instigator of Chaos. I love that so much because that is what she's doing. But this is a note that I keep bringing up every single episode, is that Tiffany is very nice to everybody. So I'm kind of always rooting for her to be super evil to anyone, anybody who is mean to her, because it's like, she's so kind and she's always like open and coming. I know she's a murderer. Okay. But still,
she's the nicest murderer I've ever seen. Yes. And that's why in the season finale, well, the half season finale that was last year, she's like, no, bitch, we all fell the fuck out. I would have that tattooed if I was a tattoo girl. But the way she says it, like, nobody delivers lines like Jennifer Tilly. I want that crown too. I loved her and Chucky's little like romantic moment where they split the screen to be like, even though we tried to kill each other, I've always liked you. we can work it out if you survive this time.
I felt nostalgic. It felt nostalgic of Bride of Chucky when they first talk, and they're just kind of telling secrets and just kind of like letting each other know what's going on, but they're listening. That's like their confidant. It's sweet.
Right? Like she said, no matter how many times they try to disembowel each other, they've always been there for each other.
The pep talk too. Can I like that? So why am I rooting for these two serial killers right now? Because I am loving this.
Right? Like, she put the battery in his back and now he's gonna blow up the world. And that's what he needs in this moment. So I just
pretty much.
It's Jutaka's turn for notes because
So, and I kind of said one of them, that amazing pep talk, but I want to go back to the spiritual doctor, because the comedy in that scene had me rolling to where they were just discovering all this, and the doctor was so deadpan.
Yes, I
love that when he's like, spirit, soul, tomato, tomato, you mean tomato? Like, that was amazing.
I just always love that Devin is trying to like get the adults information, because every kid's like, we've moved on. And Devin's like, no, you mean tomato. I have the best costume, right? Like, I don't think you should say that in front of us. And everybody's like, whatever, we have problems. Like,
I love everybody.
Go ahead.
Oh, I would say that they're so invested in their characters. They're so good. The writing is so smart that no matter what they do, they give it like they're that line. They're that character at that moment. And so everything is just so enjoyable. But I forgot. I was thinking of that scene too, where they were back in the doctor's office. And I love that they're like researching, they're doing all the things that are like so great when there's like a good horror, the tropes of like the research montage and all these little moments, but they're all like encompassing these small episodes, and but they're giving us so much, and then dragging out another part that keeps irritating me. I keep bringing up the Mrs. President, the wife. It's like what she's doing, that right there, it's like, I need to know, why is she dragging this out so much? Like, what are they going to do with that?
She's my biggest question, because she immediately went to, let's hide some bodies. She wasn't like, should we hesitate? Should we pause? He was like, this is what we got to do. It's like, done. And it makes me wonder if she'd done this before. Like, if she's the person who had the secrets and we were looking at President Sawa, because I mean, what president's not had an affair? Also, he's like Devin Sawa. So we assumed that was the story here, but like, what if she's been out here doing the things? Hello, Alex. Alex Dunn, for people who are listening and not watching, says, me just creeping on y'all live all by myself. We like it. Thank you. Keep creeping. But the wife is sus. She's very sus.
Well, I got that from earlier in the season, though, too, because you can tell she really, he's elected because of her.
Yep.
Which, I mean, let's be honest, that happens a lot.
Yep. Look at Throat Goat Nancy.
Mm-hmm. She's the real, like, mind behind all of that. So I'd be curious to see where it goes.
I kind of wonder if her and the vice president, who's going to have to start doing some work in the next episode, we're already sort of kind of working aside from the actual president. I feel like he got the job, but he wasn't the main focus, which is sad because, like, we will never get President Sawa again. He's Canadian, so technically it's real hard to do.
This is true.
It is. I mean, I'm not saying he won't do it. I'm just saying it's hard. Speaking of the first family, I'm less annoyed with Grant this episode, but I'm also still waiting for him to catch the hands of Chucky or the ghost, either or. I just feel like he's the kid we're losing this season. How do you feel about Grant?
I'm coming around to Grant a little more. I think that he was kind of silly. And when we first saw him, very vulnerable, they showed a few times when he, even at school, nobody talks to him. Like, the only person he talks to is the Secret Service agent. But I like that little window because Lexi heard him, that you can see that he is just like a sad, silly kid. Like, just like a regular teenager that just kind of having fun. They're in the White House. They have nobody. And they also, like, have trauma too, like they did. Except in the group, if he was part of it, he'd be like the silly one who doesn't get anything done. Maybe like Shaggy. Like, he'd be the Shaggy. You know, like, I love Shaggy and everything. He's endearing, but he's not going to help anybody. And he's not going to further along the plot. So
he's going to make a mean sandwich, though, because he's a stoner. Well, there you go. He's going to get real creative with that bread.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, I cannot stand Grant at all. Y'all don't come for me. I'm not on TikTok. I'm not of that generation. And so when him, I didn't feel bad for him at all in the school. I'm sorry you're alone, but it's your own damn fault.
That was me all of the first half of the season, because I'm always the first one to be like, fuck that kid, let's kill him. And everybody's like, no, it's a kid. I'm like, so we've killed kids before. Diamond said he'll do it again. He'll do it tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't know him. Like, I'm excited to see Grant get it, because I feel like we don't get to have four members of the group. RIP Junior. We just get to have four members.
and Jake's little brother. I'm like, everyone's up for grabs. And with him, I think they could be removed. But at the end of the day, they made me feel bad for a minute there in that episode for this, like, really spoiled rich kid who lives in the White House. Has, like, really no, like, negative things going on except for the fact that he has Chucky in the White House. But he does, you know, he did lose his brother. So that part is what made me feel sad for him.
I can respect that. But also, he needs to catch some doll hands. I think that maybe after he, like, gets away from Chucky once or twice, he'll be a real person. But right now, he's still very much like, I'm emo and I'm mopey. I have the world in my pocket, but I don't want it. And I'm just like, yeah, okay. Lexi, can you break him real quick? She's like, on it.
Yes, I liked it when she did that, when she walked out of the room like, oh, I'll take care of this. And like that, those are the shiny little moments that make me love Lexi as much as I hate her, because I'm never gonna forgive her. I'm like, never.
Like, you can't show up at somebody's dad at a party and think you want to be friends. And I'm mad Jake is trying to be friends with her. Again, Devin's my kid. The others I'm looking at sideways disrespectfully. I'm just like, come on now. Like, she was literally imitating your dead dad being electrocuted. And y'all are like besties now. And I'm like, no.
Okay, but his dead dad wasn't like something to write home about, though.
No, his dead dad was also an asshole. But it's the principle of the thing. Because, like, we all are related to assholes. Right? We are all related to assholes, but, like, you don't get to just be like, I'm going to mock the death of this asshole that was raising you, unless you are, like, friends, which they were not. Mm-hmm. Also, she started a fucking crowd fund because he was so poor, and I'm never going to forget that either.
I forgot
Her first episode, she came out a swinging bitch, and so, like, we got to rehab her, and we've not. And that's also that actor's fault. Hi, Travis. Hello. That's also that actress for being good at her job, because she's like, you know what? I've done a character study. I know what a bitch is. Let me go. And she got there. Episode one.
And so she's really good. Like, she's really, really good at that character. It's I like it because it makes you hate her. But I've seen like some of the behind the scenes and I'm like, ah, she's just like a regular person. But bitch is her character. Like, it's okay if she's typecast as that too, because she has a lot of range. I mean, she's amazing.
Bitches have more fun. I'm just saying, if I were an actor, I'd be like, I could be the giddy two shoes who's gonna do nothing and be boring, or I could be the bitch who people want to talk about. Love to hate, getting the TikToks, getting the memes. That's what I would want. nobody's gonna remember the good guys. Like, we've killed so many good guys in this franchise. I can't think of most of their names even anymore. I'm just like, oh yeah, Chucky stabbed so and so and threw so and so out a window. But what were their names?
I don't even remember the foster mom's name, and I really liked her.
Same.
Yeah.
I thought she'd be more involved in the story, and she's probably hunting the White House right now. We blew a kid up in season two. I don't remember that kid's name again.
Did he have a name?
Yeah. They said it, and I was like, that was his name? Oh, fuck. He had a name. The kid who got blown up had a name.
I forgot.
I don't know what it was.
You know what? Because he wasn't a bitch. He was a nice little kid. And that's why you don't know his name. Like,
that's true.
Had he thrown something, we would have been like, oh, it's Eddie. Like, but he was like, well-mannered, quiet kid. Like,
oh my God. I agree. That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to make an impression. Fight someone. I think it's your turn, Yutaka.
Sorry. Okay. Okay. So one of the things this little ghost Joseph, I don't know if I trust him or not, because one, he's not successful at helping his family at all. Yeah.
Joseph zero, Chucky 90.
What is he doing? Like,
No. Like, step up already.
Listen. I'm just like, he's the most worthless ghost.
Well, and from all the ghosts, they've shown the deaths, but not like the after effects of their death, like their death residue. But Joseph is like walking around in his costume.
Right? Because at first I'm like, it's just Chucky, but it's something else is going on. Travis is saying... The dead dads, go find me to be right up in the future. Is that how they're finding these hotel rooms with the GoFundMe that they started?
That's what.
That's probably it. And where did that money go? Jake's family.
Listen, because
they're all dead.
You think he didn't hear it?
Yeah, is he like Harry Potter with the secret, like, I don't know, supernatural ghost fund that he gets when he turns 18?
If he makes it to 18, because Chucky's coming for him. I also am a little bit surprised we killed President Sawa so early. I thought he had at least one more episode, maybe two. I was also sad because he just started to hit the stride of his breakdown because Chucky had him fucking stressed. And then he took his eyes. And I was like, well, we're not going to keep building, I guess, because he's dead.
So I kept going like, he can survive that. He could survive that. He could still be alive.
Right?
Once the ojos got pulled out, I was like, okay, he dead.
Chucky took that personal. He took it too far. You can kill a man and leave him his eyeballs. I just like that was personal.
Like, even bit off a part of his cheek. I was just damn.
Listen.
Yeah. I kept thinking he was gonna have like this epic scar for the rest of the season. And instead it was like, no, he just spit that shit just to be mean. Just for no reason. Like
keep it into him like peanut brittle and then took his eyeballs. And I was just like, Charles Lee, Ray. Thank you. But also, you know that president is Ben. Get him out of your mouth. I just...
You know, that brings up a good point that Yutaka had mentioned about the Mrs. President being the one who's really keeping everything going. And that's why I found it interesting that I think maybe, hopefully, for at least one more episode, nobody knows the president's dead, because I think she would try to do something to keep it going. Like, I just think that she's so, we don't know exactly what she's gonna do, but like you said, she's the one I think that got him there. Like she's not gonna give that up lightly. She's gonna have to do something to retain control.
I also appreciate that she has a rug for everybody they find. Like everybody they stumble across is a rug to roll them in.
And those aren't cheap.
No, these are expensive.
White House, but
listen, nothing in the White House is something I can afford. So these are expensive rugs we're throwing out with these bodies, and
they could be heirlooms.
Listen, I have concerns because they're all also body size appropriate. Because like the bigger the rug, the bigger the budget. And so I'm just like, girl, at what point do you go, it's cheaper, just go ahead and let them find this body tomorrow. Let me turn the lights off. Like I just.
Yeah.
I think it's back up, Alva.
Yes, even though it was sad, it was great. That death.
Right? I'm always sad to see him die, but I'm sure another one is uploading as we speak. So Chucky and these codes, is anybody else afraid?
I am so nervous. Yeah. Like when I saw that, I go, that is, wait, well, hold up. Tiffany just gave him the fucking pep talk. No. This isn't gonna end well.
No. Him and his little hand holding that card, I've never been more afraid of him in my life. Travis is saying Chucky to order a rug from season 2 Chainsaw Catalog. You know, actually, that'd be a nice little tie-in. I remember him flipping through that magazine at the Christmas episode before he killed Lexi's mom.
Oh, I love that death. That was so good.
That is my favorite episode of a holiday show ever. That is my favorite holiday episode of a show ever. Just because Chucky's like, you know what makes me think of the holidays? Red. You know what's red? Blood. Everybody's. We also got some double cross. We got some backstabbing. We had Jennifer Tilly thinking she was getting away with a bell doll, which was not a bell doll. It was Chucky in fast drag, which I love.
I love it when he makes the costume change. It's like he got a little gown to go see the doctor, and I just imagine him getting naked. And you know, I did keep my eyes closed because I, you know, when he reached to do the cough thing, I didn't want to see if they added him a little willy. Did they? Because I didn't look. I didn't want to see a tiny willy under there.
That's a good question because, like, clearly Seed of Chucky happened, but also we've been through like 90 fucking doll bodies at this point, so. We don't know what Charles Lee Ray is packing.
but he's very theatrical. I mean, he dressed up for Halloween.
Yes.
He you know, whatever he, you know, I'm like, he's so cute. I'm like, let him change some more, you know?
Listen, I need
Where's he going?
I want a Chucky to dress and to hold.
do you want me to get mine? I changed him.
You did? What's he wearing today?
Oh no, he was in some pajamas. He had some skeleton pajamas. So they're really hard to get on him.
Don't kill me. I have, well, it's a gift for somebody that I need to actually send to them. I keep telling them, I still have a Chucky doll in the plastic because I never even wanted to open it. But yeah, no, like an actual, yeah, before Trick or Treat Studios lost the, yeah.
If I ever get a Chucky doll, everyone will know because I'm going to carry it like a real child. I'm going to just show up. I'm going to need a seat at the airport. I'm going to need a seat on the bus. The Uber's going to be like, ma'am, is that a doll with a blood in a car seat? I'm going to be, yes, mind your own business. Look.
You know, I was like, these guys, they talked me out, my family. Like, you don't need to bring the Chucky doll because they had a child's play at the theater last year, like on the big screen. And I got so excited. I got dressed up and everything. And I had my Chucky doll. And they're like, you don't need to bring it. Like, where are you going to put it the whole movie? And I'm like, I don't know, like in my lap. And you know what? I didn't bring that Chucky. And the lady next to me in line brought her Chucky. No. And he sat in her lap the whole movie. And I didn't bring mine.
I manage your family. I'm going to call them later to be like, why you won't let mom have joy?
Yes. That's what I said. Mind your business, okay?
They're just jealous. They're just jealous because Chucky has a blowout.
Right.
And a show.
Yeah. I was brushing his hair yesterday because it was all messy. And I did I show you a picture? Because yes. We were doing the marathon. So I put him out so I could watch all the shows. And I got my popcorn bucket out. And I put him there and I was brushing his hair. And my husband's like, are you brushing his hair? I was like, it's messy.
Yes.
It's all tangled in the back. I got to fix it, you know?
He has a reputation. You know, he's a doll, not a monster. Like,
and speaking of which, like, how do they make that little doll look so old and gross, too? Because,
oh, right?
He has, like, the pustules on his head. And, like, ugh, he looks really bad.
When he said that line about the liver spot, I died. I was like, nope.
I also love that before he got excited to kill Devin, I'm sorry, President Sawa, puts respect on his name, before he got excited to kill President Sawa, he was just not feeling it. He's like, I'll poison this cleaning lady. I'll think about stabbing your mom, but whatever. I'm tired. I'm old. And then, like, President Sawa comes in. He's like, Tiffy, put the battery in my back. And we got beef from seasons and seasons. All your characters got a gadget. And I loved. I laughed. Like... While we're in here, so we've seen Devin Sawa play 4 characters now. That's math, yes. Mm-hmm. What has been your favorite death for Mr. Sawa? Ooh. I was torn between... I was torn between 3. Damn. For people who need the refresher, let me run through them real quick. First up, we have the electrocution / dance, which... Lexi emulated, and that's why we can't stand her. And then we had Junior's dad, who was beat to death as Chucky act like he was on a roller coaster going, wee, and getting coated in blood. Solid death. And then last season, we had Father Sawa. We had Father Sawa, who was exploded like a watermelon. And now we have eyeless President Sawa on the floor with things missing from his face.
I'm going to go with this latest one only because even though I knew it was expected, I didn't expect it yet.
Yeah.
And it was very gross and brutal, like really up close, you know, where the electrocution one I think is the funniest one. That was hysterical. But this one was, I think, like the most personal, brutal one. It was like, why are you going so hardcore on this random president who's been carrying him around and everything, you know, like, yeah. He has no beef with him. He just did it to do it.
He put the hand that fed him, literally.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he was the most brutal, I think, like personally, like one on one with that.
I love the explosion one. I just love it. It's so much fun.
It was so messy. And you knew he was not going to make it out of that season because that's in his contract, apparently. Devin Sawa could not make it to the season finale. But I didn't know he was going to be in pieces because it was the exorcism episode, which I think is probably one of my favorite episodes of this show, which is hard to do because like almost every episode is a bop. But like we had an exorcism for Charles Lee Ray in the body of a doll that he's been inhabiting since the 80s. He levitated, he talked shit, and then he like possessed Father Sawa for a few minutes and then blew him the fuck up. That's mayhem. Travis's death by clubbing. That is a strong one. I wish that we had more gifs and memes of that because every time Chucky's face was like, wee, ha, 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 I was like, it's like he's at Worlds of Fun. I go back and forth between the clubbing Chucky, and the blowing up. Both are bops. I think in my spirit, it's gotta be Father Sawa though, because Father Sawa was a moment like, Diamond City knows his audience. And
also, it's really fun to say Father Sawa.
Listen.
I will find the post. I will find the post. We did an episode one time, and we talked about Devin Sawa, and we said some of the most foul things. I'm clipping that and tagging him. That man retweeted it and everything, and I died. I was like, oh my God.
I need to see it.
That's my biggest fear, is that somebody's going to send him some of our thirsty episodes. He's going to be like, these hoes, and retweet it. And we'll be on Main Street talking about Father Sawa, Daddy Sawa, President Daddy. I don't want that to be my calling card. I don't want I'm not. Keeping him a vegan.
He's like, go listen to their podcast. He's like, but not safe for work. I was like, oh no.
Here's the thing. He's heard it all before because like we grew up looking at him. Like Casper, we weren't watching Casper because we wanted to see children's horror movies. We were watching Casper because we wanted to be kept by Devon Sawa. That's why there's so many ghost hunters in our generation right now. They're looking for signs like Devon Sawa. Let's be honest. Look.
I wasn't running to the theater to see Idle Hands because I thought it was going to be existential.
Listen, I was like, what is our final destination, Daddy Sawa? He's heard it all. There's nothing we can say at him, but I just don't want him to know we're saying it today because I'm an adult, supposedly.
We're professionals.
I'm a professional thirst trapper. I've leveled up and he shouldn't see me as this person. Before we get into our tops and bottoms. No, that was the question. Never mind. I'm not even drunk. I just don't know the order of the show anymore. I'm dusty, y'all. We've not done this in a minute. I'm a little bit rusty. I forgot how to go live. Let us get to our tops and bottoms. Do you want to kick it off, Utaka?
Sure. Okay. Well, my top, that sounds terrible. Chucky's commentary on doll movies. Could we get an episode of just commentating on movies? I just feel like it would be a ride.
Listen, I would rather have that than any other Martin Scorsese interview. I know that's not a popular opinion, but like, I feel like Chucky's thoughts are closer to my own. I would pay for that lesson or that masterclass. Yeah. What's your top, Alma?
I put Jake and Devin in their happy moment. I wanted them to have a little moment because I just know it's just going to turn out really, really, really bad.
Yeah, just their last good time.
I want them to have a good memory, and I thought it was sweet.
Right? I was like, good for y'all. I'm happy y'all learned to live in the moment because the next moment's not guaranteed, apparently. Look at President Sawa. Well, can you look at President Sawa? Because, like, my top is the Mithrigan. And I know it's an obvious joke, but, like, I'm telling myself, my DeLulu Lemon, they saw my own videos. And that's where that came from. Somebody in the writer's room was like, this bitch in the wig said Mithrigan. That's what I'm telling myself. So that's my top. Me and my women are winning. Yes.
That was so cool. I lost it. I was screaming. I was like, oh my God, he quoted Sheree.
I gasped. I was honored. Like, if it wasn't stolen, it could have been because
he knows you.
We go way back. I've been watching him say freckles. So I was saying fuckles as a toddler. I was like, check freckles. And so I feel seen, whether or not I was seen. I lived. That's my moment for the season.
They better run you that royalty, Jack.
I want both those quarters, Mr. Mancini. Like, rent is due. Let's talk about our bottoms of the week.
No, Mr. President not being shirtless. That's hateful. That's homophobic.
Even Father Sawa took his shirt off.
Mm-hmm. Like, and we all remember that moment.
Yeah. Yeah, what's he flexing for? Like, what's he even working out for?
The Lord.
He needs to take it off.
He was like, we're going to narcissism. I'm like, yes, Father Sawa. It felt wrong. And that's why I'm thinking there's more to do with him. Like, maybe his ghost will take his shirt off, or maybe we'll get a flashback. I don't know. But, like, we've not objectified him enough this season. And I appreciate last night's suit giving me the Fitz energy from Scandal. Because I don't know if it was the stress or the suit or both. But I was like, are you and Olivia about to run off? And Chucky's like, no, I'm going to kill him for it. Like, that's fair. What's your bottom, Alma?
Let me see. Yes, that's what I put. Mr. President, Father Daddy Sawa, gone too soon. I didn't expect it. It's a bottom, but it's still great, you know, because we know, you know, we know, and it's amazing and everything. Also, his, I think it was very, like, very smart the way it was, like, building up to him looking like he's losing his mind, everything, like, you were like in him, you know, you mentioned how the camera was flipping and everything. When they do those moments, it's like, you feel like he has, I mean, he's seen stuff and he's being gaslit by the woman. Reverse Uno card?
Oh, feminism. Feminism.
Like, yeah. I was like, what? And so it was spectacular, but it's still like, I wanted like one more scene. That's just greediness though. You know, whatever moment we have with him, we should just be grateful and shut up.
I think this is the first time in the history of our minisodes where we all have the same bottom, because my bottom is also Devin Sawa's death. Not because it's a bad death, because it was bloody and deserved, and him and Jackie would keep that beef going. But it felt too soon. And maybe it's because we had that giant break. And so I thought we have two episodes, maybe. Oh, I didn't
think about that.
Because it feels fast. It feels like I'm having a breakdown, and then I'm dead. Which I'm sure was not the way it was mapped out in the writer's room. Because again, we've seen two seasons of this. And so I think it just feels that way for our attention spans. Because I was like, we're back. You're dead. Are you serious, Devin? What the fuck? What? You're doing a whole press tour. I thought you had at least two episodes. Like, stop lying to me.
Oh, my. And he did start like seeing everything in the Halloween episode. Was it before the Halloween episode? But it was definitely at least one episode.
The Halloween episode is when it like really drove home, because he might have had a couple whispers, but he definitely saw his dead kid running around that party, because we thought it was Chucky, because Chucky had like the Phantom of the Opera mask and the wig. Well, yeah, the wig. And we're like, you see Chucky, fool. And he's like, no, it's my dead kid. I'm like, no, it's Chucky. He's like, oh, that might be your dead kid. You might be right, actually. Ghost.
Yeah, you saw the ghost.
Listen. So yeah, I mean, we always get another Sawa character, and like, we have so many more to go. We have a firefighter Devin Sawa. We have a doctor Devin Sawa. He's like kid at this point. Just put him in a new costume and upload him.
Yeah. Lifeguard Devin Sawa. That'll be, you know.
I would produce that season. I don't have money yet, but I'll find it. Yes. Detective Sawa, like, just it's like a paper doll, a hot Canadian paper doll. You just like put a thing on him and it's like the girls are happy. But yeah, that's all we have for this week. We will be back next week, same time, same place. Whether or not Devin Sawa was in the episode, I'm sure there'll be something thirsty being said, because that's the life that he has, and that's the people that we are on this street. Thank you, everybody who tuned in. Thank you, Yutaka and Alma, for joining me. I'm sure I'm seeing at least one of you this season, and I'm going to lean on the other one. Tell the people where to find both of you on the internets.
You can find me at the Horror Hour TV. That's the best place to find me. Yeah, it's the easiest.
I love that.
And I am Alma Lovely, Alma Luvlee on everything. And then plus you can go to my podcast page, nightmaremoviepodcast.com, and horror movie blog, horrormovieblog.com. It's so easy.
It's so easy. Thank you, Travis. Travis says this was a great job and this was fun. And I agree with Travis. I think people who are listening and are watching.
That's smart.
Should head to wherever they listen to podcasts at and follow Nightmare on Fear Street and give them 5 stars. That's what Devin Sawa would want. Like, do it for Devin.
Yeah. If you don't, he'll never be shirtless again.
Right? And that's if you don't, he won't get another character. Do you want our time with Devin Sawa to end on Chucky this way? Don't be a hater. Give us 5 stars. And on that great note, stay fierce, everybody, and see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.